It's the last day of classes at Preston High School, where much of Napoleon Dynamite was shot during the summer of 2003. The independent film premiered at Sundance Film Festival the following January and made its debut in theaters later that summer. Inside Preston High, things look very much the same. The classrooms, the auditorium, and of course, those now iconic red and yellow lockers. The film is a glimpse into the life of social misfit Napoleon Dynamite, his live-at-home adult brother, Kip, their grandmother, and drop-in Uncle Rico.
Tonight, me and your aunt are going to go visit some friends, and we're not going to be back till tomorrow. We're getting a little low on steak, so I got Lyle coming over tomorrow to take care of it.
Well, what's there to eat?
Knock it off, Napoleon. Make yourself a dang quesadilla.
Napoleon navigates his awkward adolescence with the help of his best friend, Pedro, and after a few setbacks, he wins the heart of his high school crush and the love of his classmates. I figured today's students wouldn't relate all that well to the movie now that most of its buzz has worn off, but Napoleon Dynamite seems to have earned itself staying power among American movie classics.
Can you bring me my chapstick?
No, Napoleon.
But my lips hurt real bad.
Just borrow some from the school nurse. I know she has like 5 sticks in her drawer.
I'm not gonna use hers, you sicko.
See ya.
Ugh. Idiot.
I asked this Preston High freshman if she's seen the movie. Remember, she was only 5 when it came out.
Yes, several times. I love that movie, actually.
Some of the characters in the film were local residents, and the students here tell me some of the quirkiness in the story depicts real life in this small Idaho town. In one scene, Napoleon and his friends work to move hundreds of chickens with large talons into new cages. Their pay is a few dollars in quarters and lunch, complete with egg-whipped orange juice. This student says that's a real thing.
The scene about him drinking orange juice with eggs in it, we just have a guy that worked for our farm that actually put eggs in his orange juice.
Though not everyone says the movie captured the essence of Southern Idaho.
I think that they kind of portrayed people in Preston as being more kind of redneck than we actually are.
Melanie Herman was 14 when she played an extra in the film. She was in the school dance scene with Napoleon and his girlfriend, Deb, and in one of the most memorable scenes where Napoleon dances on stage during a school assembly. That assembly scene is a bit of movie magic, she explains. During shooting, actor John Heder, who plays Napoleon, didn't actually dance in front of a crowd.
Like, what they had us do is that Jared was actually the one standing on stage, and he would tell us, okay, clap really loud now, or, you know, do whatever we needed to do, but I actually didn't see Napoleon dance on stage.
In fact, Herman and some extras didn't even get the chance to see Napoleon Dynamite.
I guess going into it, I kind of would imagine that I'd actually meet Napoleon, but that was a little disappointing. I do kind of wish I would have met him.
Napoleon Dynamite taught us that being different makes you memorable, and that making the right friends through life is more important than having sweet skills. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Matt Jensen.